This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. During his visit to Haryana, the Prime Minister will flag off India's first hydrogen train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station. He will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth around 14,700 crore rupees at Eklavya Stadium in Jind and address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the launch of the first hydrogen-powered train marks an important step towards the adoption of clean and sustainable mobility in the railway sector. From Jind, the Prime Minister will travel to Chandigarh, where at around 1:45 p.m. he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects over 4,700 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Subsequently, the Prime Minister will also visit Jalandhar in Punjab this afternoon, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. These projects are aimed at strengthening connectivity, improve passenger convenience, and accelerate economic development in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 6 redeveloped Amrit Railway stations in Keralam through video conferencing today, along with 75 other Amrit stations across the country. The 6 stations in Keralam are expected to significantly enhance railway infrastructure and passenger amenities across the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a 3-day visit to West Bengal beginning today. Sources said that during the visit, he will participate in programs focused on broader security, governance, law and order and development. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will visit the Dugamuch border outpost in Siliguri and interact with BSF personnel at the 18th Battalion border outpost. The National Testing Agency has declared results of NEET UG 2026 re-exam. Over 11 lakh candidates have qualified for admission to undergraduate medical, dental, Ayush and allied programs. Scorecards of all candidates are available on the official website neet.nta.nic.in. The NTA said that the result has been declared in time so that the medical admission and counselling calendar for candidates stays on track. In Keralam, the observance of Ramayan month begins today. More from our correspondent.
In Kerala, the Karkadaka month of Malayalam era is observed as Ramayana month, a time when devotees turn to the epic Ramayana for spiritual strength and peace of mind. Today marks the first day of Karkadakam. From the very first day of the Karkadaka month, the recitation of Ramayana becomes a daily ritual in many households and temples across Kerala. Special recitation sessions and devotional programs are also organized in temples during this period. Smithy M. Palliruthi, Akashvani News, Tiruvananthapuram.
Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha chaired a high-level meeting with the members of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board and senior officials and reviewed the offerings and donations management system at the holy Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji Shrine. To ensure complete transparency, accountability and adherence to established standard operating procedures in the management of offerings and donations received at the holy shrine, a comprehensive review of the collection, counting, accounting, safeguarding and utilization of devotees' offerings was made during the meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, Meteorological Centre has forecast a significant change in weather across the Union Territory from July 18th, with chances of heavy rain and flash floods in vulnerable areas. Met Office said the weather is likely to remain generally hot and humid, with scattered places witnessing brief spells of rain and thundershowers today. The Goa government has tightened regulations governing casino operations by prohibiting entry of persons below 21 years of age into casino gaming areas. The Home Department has issued a notification enforcing the new restriction. In men's cricket, hosts England defeated India by 4 wickets in second ODI of 3-match series at Sophia Gardens in Cardiff last night to level the series 1-1. After being invited to bat first, Shubman Gill-led men in blue got bundled out for just 233 runs in 44 overs. Both the teams will now face each other in the series decider on Sunday at the iconic Lord's Cricket Ground. And that is the end of this news bulletin.